Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Achrei Mos Kedoshim. That's Perek Yotes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The Pasuk says, "Vichi Yager Itcha Ger Be'Eretzachem." When a ger lives among you in your land, Loi Toinu Oisai, do not afflict him or harass him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Loi Toinu Oinas Dvarim. This is referring to taunting him with words. Loi Toimer Loi. Don't tell him. Emesh Yisa Aved Avos Elilim. Yesterday you used to serve idols. V'Achshav Atabal Lo Matar Shenitnu Piyag Vura. And now you're coming to learn Torah that was given from Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Ke'ezrach Mikem Yielachem Hager Hagar Itchem. Just like the resident among you, that's how a ger should be treated that lives among you. You should love him like yourself. For you are gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Alekechem, Am Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Some blemish that you have, don't tell over to your friend. Don't blame your friend that he has the blemish when you have that. Ani Hashem Alekechem, Elekecha Velekov. Ani, I'm your God and his God. Do not do wrong. Don't twist when it comes b'mishpa to judgment. What type of judgment are we talking about here? With measuring b'mida, b'mishkol, b'mesura, length, weight, and volume. Moznei tzedek, correct scales. Avnei tzedek, correct weights. Efas tzedek, correct dry measures. Vehin tzedek, and correct liquid measures. Yehalachem, you have to have. Ani Hashem lekechem, Am Hashem your God, asher tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, that takes you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey. Lois asu afal mishpat. Imladin, if we're just talking about regular judgment, Harik Varnamar already says, Lois asu afal mishpat. Umau mishpat ashonikhan. So what's the mishpat we're talking about over here? He hamida v'mishkol v'mesura. These are different types of measurements. Malamis teaches us Shemoide Nikra Dayan. Someone that's measuring something out, he's called a Dayan. He's a judge. Shim Shikar B'midah, if he lies when it comes to that measurement, Harehu Kimakalkal Asadin, it's like he's preferred in judgment. Vikari Aval Sonu Mushukat Zcherim V'Toyeva, he's called all these names that we mentioned in previous parsha. Megarim L'chamisha Dvarim Amurim B'Dayan, and he causes the five things that are said a Dayan causes if he perverts judgment. Metamis Aretz, he makes the land impure. Umachal Hashem creates a Chil Hashem. Umasalakas Ashchina causes the Shchina to leave. Umapilas Yisrael B'Cheriv causes Klai Yisrael to fall by sword, umagla oisam eartzam, and cause them to be exiled from their land. Bamido, what's that? Zumidas haaretz, that's a measurement of land. Bamishkol, kemashmai, exactly as it sounds, that's weight measurement. Uvamasura, himidas halach, and that's a liquid measurement, which is volume. Pasuk lamed vavin rashi, avnei tzedek, heim hamishkol sheshaklim kenegdon. These are weights that you put one on one side, and then you measure something out on the other side, make sure it's an even weight. Efas, himidas hayavish, that's a dry measurement. Hin, zu himidas halach, that's a liquid measurement. Asher tzeisi eschem, I took you out of Mitzrayim al manas kain for this purpose, so you can deal honestly in business. Davarach, another understanding. In Mitzrayim, I differentiated between who was a Bechar and who wasn't. And I'm also trustworthy that I'm going to punish the one who takes his weights and puts them in salt to cheat people. They don't recognize that they're heavier than they really should be. You should guard all my chukas and mishpatim and do them. Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, B'nei Yisrael, Toimar, and to B'nei Yisrael, you shall say, Ish, Ish, min B'nei Yisrael, min Agar, Gar B'Yisrael, any man among B'nei Yisrael, and from a ger that lives among you, Asher Yitin Mizar L'Melech, that gives his seed, that gives his child over to Melech, Mois Yumas, he shall die, Ama Arts Yirgamu Ba'oven, the people of the land, they shall stone him with stone. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Bezal, B'nei Yisrael, Toimar, Anoshim HaLazaris, these are the punishments for the Yisurim that we learned about in last week's Parsha. We didn't learn what the punishment is, now we're learning what the punishment of Melech and other things are going to be. Mois Yumas Bezin, he shall be killed in Bezin. If Bezin isn't able to kill him, Am Aretz Misayinoi son, so everyone else should help Bezin. Am Aretz, Am Shebeginoi Nivres Aretz. It's the nation that because of them the world was created. Davarach, another understanding of the word Am Haaretz, Am Shasidim Lirash Es Haaretz Adei Mitzvus Halalu. It's the nation, it's the people that will eventually inherit this land because of these mitzvahs. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vani Eten Es Panai B'Yishahu, I'm going to turn my face towards this man. V'churati Yosei Mekarev Amai, I'm going to cut him off from among his nation, Ki Mizari Nosal Melech, for he gave of his seed to Melech, L'man Tameas Mikdashi, in order to sully and make impure that which is holy to me, U'lechal Hashem Kodshi, and to desecrate my holy name. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Eten Es Panai, Pinai Shali, I'm going to turn all of my attention to this person. I'm going to turn away from all my other dealings, says Hashem, and I'm going to deal only with this man. But ish, with this person, tzibor, not with an entire congregation, an entire tzibor is not going to get karis. Since it says, how do I know if he gives his grandson over to Melech, he's going to be chayv as well? How do we know even if he gave over Zara Apostle, he would also be chayv? In order to mitame, make impure that which is holy to me, as Knesset Yisrael, this is referring to Klal Yisrael, Shehime Kudeshes Li, Kilshon, like it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yechal Es Mikdashai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, V'im Halim Yalimu Ama Artes Eneim Eno Eshahu. If the people of the land are going to avert their eyes from this man, B'sita Mizar Lamelech, when he gave over his child to Melech, L'vilti Hamas Eisai, not to kill him, V'samti Ani Es Panai Bo Isha I'm going to turn my attention towards that man and his family. I'm going to cut him off. And all those that stray after him, to stray after Melech, from their nation. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, Vim Halim Yalimu. Why do we have to have this double lashon of if they avert their eyes? Im Halimu B'davar Echad. If they're going to avert their eyes, if they're going to turn away in one thing, Saif Shalimu B'davarim Harbe, they're going to end up turning away from many things wrong that are being done. Im Halimu Sanhedrin Kitano. If a lower level Sanhedrin turns away, Saif Shalimu Sanhedrin Gedaila, eventually even the Sanhedrin Gedaila is going to turn away from these things. Pasuk Hein Rashi, Uv Mishpachtoi, Hashem is going to turn against the family. Amr Reb Shimon asks, Vichi Mishpacha Machata, what did the family do wrong? It wasn't the family, it was only this one person in the family. Elamedchelis teaches you, She'en Lecha Mishpacha She'esh Ba Moiches, there isn't a family that has an unfair, unscrupulous tax collector, She'en Kula Moichsim, that everyone isn't considered unfair, unscrupulous tax collectors. She'kula Mechapim Olav, because they all cover for this one person in their family. So if one person brought the child to Moilech, everyone is guilty for that. Vichrati Oisai, Lama Nemer, why does the Pasuk say that? Vishen Emer with Mishpachtoi, since it mentions his family, Yachal Yu Kal Mishpacha Bikars, you might think that the entire family gets Karis. Tam Olam, that's why the Pasuk says, Oisai Bikars, he gets Karis, well, they call Mishpacha Bikars, but not the entire family. Ela B'Yisurin, the family does get punished with many Yisurim, with many troubles and difficult things that are going to visit them because of this family member of theirs that brought their child to Melech. This includes many other idols as well, if their avoda is similar to the avoda of Melech, even though that's not the main avoda of this avoda zara, if this is one of the ways to serve the avoda zara, similar to the way Melech is served, so that's also included in this iser. And the soul, the person that will turn to Ovis and Yudainim to stray after them, I shall turn my attention to that person, and I shall cut him off from his nation. Viskadishtem, and you shall sanctify yourselves, v'yisem kedoshim, and you shall be holy, ki ani Hashem lekechem, for I am Hashem your God. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, viskadishtem, zu prishis avodas elilim. This is referring to separating from idol worship. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.